Emma, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Thanks so much for having me.
So a little bit about you. How did you get into MMA?
So I've been doing MMA for 2 years now. And at the time, my friend was actually competing in the sport. And I actually then found out about Ronda Rousey. For me, it was like I understand now why kids want to become magicians when they see like a magic show. It was just like mind-blowing, like the moves that she was pulling off, and it really kind of inspired me to want to actually find out how do I actually do what she's doing. And then it went from there.
And so why do you think it has become so popular in a place like Australia?
I think it was already growing in Australia. It just didn't really come to the world stage until we had such athletes, you know, in the UFC and actually representing us as mixed martial artists from Australia. So I think, you know, we were always here. We were always like the sleepers, as you will. But we were already here. We just had to, you know, get our talent out there, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Now, the Australian Medical Association, they've been a long-time critic of the sport. The ex-AMA president, vice president, Dr. Stephen Pownis, went so far as to tell the Sydney Morning Herald last year that, quote-unquote, an MMA fighter would inevitably be killed. What is your take on this?
I think, obviously, from someone who hasn't been in martial arts or hasn't competed, I don't take anything away from his a view of it, but when you're a martial artist, it's the love of the sport. It's the same as going playing footy. Like, anything can happen. You've seen people come out with horrendous injuries in rugby league. So I mean, any sport is dangerous. It's just a matter of you have the guidelines in there to protect you. Like, the ref is in there. He's going to protect you more so, and you're going to be more safer in there than, say, like a boxing match where, you can be knocked down and get back up and knocked down and get back up. So for me, any fighter goes in the ring, going to get hit. Like, you have that kind of anticipation, like, oh, that whole, ramped up your senses. But for me, I know that if anything really bad would happen in there, like, I would be safe, and then the ref would actually save me. So, we're probably one of the safest sports in that regard. So,
and so I guess a lot of people wouldn't have actually known that we do have an MMA scene here in Sydney. What makes the Sydney scene special?
I think it's the community at the end of it. You can be from any martial arts school, any gym, any academy, and like on fight night, there's just like that community where people are coming to enjoy a show. And I mean, like I said, you can be from any other different club or school, and you can have that camaraderie with your opponent afterwards, of course. And then like any other people that enjoy and want to actually live the sport. I mean, it's like that 6 degrees of separation. In really, every sixth person you meet is a martial artist or has done some form of training. So, we're all kind of out there. We all enjoy, that camaraderie and that community at the end of it. So I think that's really what solidified us as the bursting kind of MMA scene in Sydney. And that's why the UFC is coming.
And so before I do let you go, Emma, looking forward to the future, how do you think that the sport's going to, continue to evolve in Australia?
I think it would definitely be one of the top, people will come to Australia to see MMA. It will be kind of up there with, 1FC, UFC, Bellator. It will be Invicta. It will be, up there as one of the premier sporting events to go to Sydney to actually watch MMA. I recently just fought on the Brace show. So, and they're kind of, booming that as well. They've got a fight night on in Canberra this weekend. So there'll be two actually women's MMA fights, the first championship belt as well for the bantamweight division. So that's really exciting. You know, they travel everywhere, even New Zealand. So, you know, if we keep, and I mean, every fan, you know, like I said, every fan's kind of trained one or two stages. Every fighter is a fan. So that kind of infectious and that kind of community will only boost it. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Well, Emma, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Tess. Have a great day.